From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. I had a little vacation, but I think the most fun thing I did was go out to Hollywood and visit with my son and do totally tourist things and take a look at the Kodak Theater before all the Oscar brouhaha put my feet in Humphrey Bogart's cement footsteps. I mean, that was...
How did you fit?
I think his are a little smaller than mine, actually. But it was so fun. I'd never been there before, and it was just fun to play tourist. I understand you're going somewhere next week.
Yeah, I'm flying to Lucca, Italy for the first World Sudoku Championship. There are more than 20 countries competing from around the world, and of course the U.S. will have a team.
Wow, I knew when last I spoke to you, you didn't think you were going to go, but changed your mind, huh?
Couldn't keep me away.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, well, you left us with a challenge last week to work on. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said take the phrase, take bets on, rearrange these 10 letters to name something to eat. What is it?
What is it?
It's T-bone steak.
Wow. Good one. Well, we had over 3,500 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Dakota Snow from Albany, Oregon. Hi, Dakota.
Hi there.
What do you do in Albany, Oregon?
Well, right now I'm actually in Portland at our robotics competition.
So you're a student?
Yes, I am a high school student right now.
Where do you go to school?
West Albany High School.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing it for about 3 weeks now, actually.
Ah, how did you find out about it?
My math teacher, Mr. White, puts the puzzle up on his whiteboard every week, and he's been playing it for about 11 years and hasn't been selected.
How did he react when you told him that you're going to be the puzzle player?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I'll see him Monday.
He'll hear it on the air and get surprised, yeah. Right? Well, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Dakota. Let's play.
All right, Dakota and Leanne, today I've brought a game of categories using the word space, S-P-A-C-E. I'm going to give you a series of categories. For each one, name something in the category starting with each of the letters S-P-A-C-E. For example, if the category were boys' names, you might say Stephen, Pedro, Andrew, Charles, and Edward.
All right.
Your first category is high school classes, and you can do these in any order. You taking a foreign language in school?
American Sign Language.
Ah,
well, I'll take
go.
That for an A. Algebra, Art, and American History will do.
All right. Physics.
Physics.
Physics is a good P, yes. Are you taking a foreign language?
Yeah, Spanish. Thank
there you go. There's your S. And now we need a C and an E.
American History.
Well, yep. There's your A. What about an advanced math class?
Calculus.
Calculus. And E?
Electronics.
Ah.
Electronics.
I always said English, but...
English or economics? English. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Category number two is cities in Oregon.
Cities in Oregon. Let's see. Style.
Okay. You could have said Salem. Yes, your capital.
Salem. Yeah.
Go on.
Albany.
Albany.
Your
yes,
hometown.
I thought you might say that. What's the biggest?
Portland.
Portland, yes. A C and an E.
Coos Bay.
Coos Bay or Corvallis and an E.
Eugene,
excellent. Your next category is punctuation marks.
Punctuation. Period.
Yes.
Apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
Comma.
Yes.
How about semicolon?
Semicolon, excellent.
Semicolon. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
And just an E.
And if you're
saying something really important, what do you put at the end of the sentence?
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point, yes. And your last category is words containing a Q.
A Q?
Uh-huh. A Q can be anywhere in the word.
I'm trying to think.
That's hard, isn't it?
Well, first of all, for S, how about a shape in geometry?
A square, right?
Square, yes, good.
E. Oh, I just had one. I lost it.
How about equation?
Equation, excellent.
Yes.
P-A-N-C. How about a game you play out on your lawn?
Oh, there's so many I play in my lawn. on.
And it has mallets and wickets?
Oh, I know the game. Oh, gosh.
and it fell right out, huh? Croquet?
Croquet, that's it. We're left with P and A.
Okay.
For A, how about a place, indoor place for fish?
Aquarium.
Aquarium, yes, and just a P. How about if you're really angry and it's in five letters and there's a Q in the third spot?
You looking for someone who has a fit of pique?
That's it. Peak? Okay, you guys did it together.
Yes, thank you.
You're a team player, and for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Dakota, when you listen to public radio, what station do you listen to?
I get it offline, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's on the internet.
Do you know your call letters of your station in Oregon?
It is KWAX.
KWAX in Eugene.
Yes.
All right. Well, Dakota Snow from Albany, Oregon, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us. Good luck telling your math teacher that you were actually on the puzzle, and thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All right.
All right. Now, Will, something for everyone to work on for the next week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Henry Hook of Brooklyn, New York, and Henry is one of the country's top crossword constructors. What eight-letter noun containing the letter B, as in boy, is pluralized by inserting an S immediately before the B? So again, what eight-letter noun containing the letter B is pluralized not by putting an S at the end, but by inserting an S immediately before the B?
When you have the answer. Remember, we have a new way for you to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but what you do is you go to our website, npr.org, and you click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.